Christ is in our midst. Beloved, the gospel today that Jesus tells us, this parable, it's one of the ones where he directly explains what he says to his disciples. He says, here's the story of a farmer throwing his seed on the ground. And then Jesus goes to say, this is not simply a figure, a story of a man sowing his seed, but it's the story for each one of us, his creation. For that seed is the word of God, and Jesus compares us to the earth. And we know from our own experience that earth that is trampled upon, a footpath through the woods, is hard. The ground is hard, and little will grow there. And if any seed falls on it, it's not going to grow. We also could be the rock, where, yes, there will be some moisture enough around the rock and it will sprout, but then it will wither away. Or the ground with thorns, where we're concerned about our everyday cares, or concerned about material things, about our possessions, about money, about our own self-regard. And so those things will choke off the word. And then finally, there is the good ground. But even that, Jesus says, even that fertile, good ground on which the seed falls will only bear fruit with patience. He says it will produce fruit 100-fold with patience. That is an enduring message that Christ gives to us of being patient, of enduring in our lives at the same time that we remain faithful to him. Now we, who may be like the footpath, like the rock, like the thorns, we have comfort in the fact that we don't have to remain that way. If our heart is hardened, it does not have to stay that way. If it is filled with rocks, it's not meant to be that way. If thorns are growing out of it, choking off the word, they don't have to stay there. Any farming requires effort. And so, too, with the word of God that he gives to us. And one of the wonderful things is that the word of God comes not just one time, but he's always giving us his word. He's always giving himself to us in the hopes that we will be ready to receive him, that we will do something so that we can be fruitful. And one of the ways that we do this is in the ascetical practices of the church. It comes from the Greek word askesis. It means a struggle, an effort, such as an athlete puts in to prepare for a match, whether it's running, whether it's football or basketball, wrestling, dancing. Any of those things that require a consistent effort, that is where we get this word askesis from. And for us in the church, the ascetical acts are prayer, our fasting, our almsgiving. These three are the things that we can do. And by our fasting, for instance, we are not changing God. When we fast, we are not earning some merit in heaven. It's not like a checklist. Supposed to fast Wednesdays, Fridays, I fasted then. Supposed to fast the 40 days of Lent, I fasted then. Check. No. It's something much more than that. When we fast, when we pray, when we give alms, we are calling God's attention to us. Because there's not much else we can do. And he asks us to do what we can. And hallowed by his own directives, by the life of the church, we pray and we fast and we give alms. It's like knocking on the door. God, here I am. I'm knocking by my fasting, by my prayer, by my almsgiving. Here I am. My heart is hard. It's filled with rocks and thorns, God. Help me. Because I can't change myself. What I can do is show you that I love you by the prayer I offer to you, by the fasting I do for you, by the almsgiving I do for you in the presence of others, you who are present in others, I should say. That our heart does not have to remain hard or rocky or filled with thorns. But by these ascetical practices, by our prayer, by our fasting, by our almsgiving, we're scratching away at that topsoil. And we'll find that God himself comes to help us to break the hard soil of our heart, to help us pull out the rocks that keep him from having a place there, and to pull up from the roots the thorns that distract us from him, that have us look rather at them than at him. And that is something we only do with patience. Every day, bit by bit, traveling, not as one of the saints says, going from victory to victory, but rather, beloved, we really go from fall to fall. We fall into sin. But by working together with God's grace, maybe the next fall won't be as bad as the one before it. And the fall after that, not as bad as the one before that. So that it is not so much an ascent of victories, but an ascent of falls. That we are rising up to God, hopefully sliding back a little less each time in our sins. This consistent and enduring effort with patience of traveling from sin to sin. As one of the saints says, don't be surprised that you fall into sin every day, but rather stand your ground courageously. Be patient, and the angel who guards you will assuredly honor your patience. This reminds me of something from the life of St. Paisios of Mount Athos, who lived very near in a hermitage very near the center of Mount Athos, Carias. And there was there a monk at the center who was a scandal to the pilgrims because he was drunk all the time. He'd be drop dead drunk. They'd be pulling him out of the gutter. And the pilgrims were embarrassed. And one day, St. Paisios came to Carias, and he asked where they had laid the saint that had died. He said, what saint? No saint died. This drunk, he died. And the pilgrims said, well, he finally conquered his addiction. He died. And Paisios told them, God gave me the grace to see this man's life. He was in Turkey, where he was born, during the exchange of the populations between Turkey and Greece after World War I. And the Turks were coming to take the young boys of the Greek families. And so his mother would mix rakia with his milk to keep him quiet so the Turks wouldn't hear him and take him away. And so from an infant, he was used to hard liquor. And he drank and drank. He came to the monastery. He continued to drink. But after so many years, instead of 20 shots of rakia a day, he had 10. He was still drunk, but he had 10. And then so many more years later, he had 2. He was still drunk. And so he died. And St. Paisio said, "There is the blessing, the struggle, the endurance, the patience. He died a drunk, but he struggled every day with patience. He didn't say, 'I give up. There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to keep drinking until I keel over dead.' No. He asked the intercession of the Theotokos so that slowly, over a long period of time, many years, decades, he struggled. And St. Paisio said, 'I saw the angels of God come and lift his soul to heaven.'" That, my beloved, is how we are to live, in breaking up the hardness of our hearts, the rocks, the thorns. Yes, they are there. And yes, we will fall into sin every day. But be patient and endure. Keep turning towards God, begging him, asking his help, turning to him in love and asking him to absorb us in his love, in his life, so that we too may be found worthy of his kingdom by patiently enduring, that we may bear fruit 100-fold.